people have to give kids credit. I'm always amazed by how smart every generation is. You think, oh, they're kids. They don't think the same way we do. Of course they don't. They're kids. But I'm always amazed at how smart they are, how resilient, and how they always have a pretty good insight into what's happening. I think that's almost true with every generation. So when you talk about student responsibilities in a situation like that, what can a student do and what should a student be doing?
Okay, this is what I tell students. If you know of another student who's told you he's going to bring a weapon to school, a gun or a knife, help that student out. If you can't talk him down, you've got to tell an adult. Because if that student carries out an act, he's going to be going to jail for a long time. Be a friend to that student. Help him out. What I'm trying to encourage is other students, you know, they always say, I don't want to be a snitch. Well, if you don't want to be a snitch, then your best friend may not be around for a long time. Or you could become, if they find out that you're withholding information, you could become part of the arrest.
Asking for help, is that for a person who feels like they may be out of control? Or do you think asking for help when another kid sees, I mean, kids know quality. They know usually other kids that need help. They might not admit it, but they see it. How can you suggest kids ask for help for somebody else?
What they encouraged after Columbine was that if you need help or you know of a kid who needs help, go to the person in the school that you trust the most, be it a custodian, mm-hmm. somebody in the cafeteria, a bus driver, somebody associated with the school. Doesn't necessarily have to be a teacher or a guidance counselor, but someone that you trust. Tell that person and see if you can work it out where that student can get help and not get into severe trouble.
What about like when these kids are hiding in these classrooms and you think, curled up under a table, that's not where they should be.
No.
Where should they be and what should they do?
Okay, what we found out at Columbine, Harrison Klebold arrived that day. First of all, they set off an explosive device in a wooded area away from the school to draw the police. They had 92 explosive devices when they came into school. They were throwing bombs in school. Mm-hmm. Actually lighting, bombs were exploding and fires were started. But outside, they killed two students, a boy and a girl. Then they went into a corridor. They were shooting students. They shot Dave Saunders, who bled to death. So he was the third victim. And then they went in the library, and they had kids hiding under tables. Do not lay down on the floor under tables. If you hear gunshots, you've got to be able to get out. You want to get as far away from that gunfire as you can. Again, there's a lot of ALICE training around. Some people really love ALICE training. And what with ALICE training, you know, you're either going to try to, first of all, you're going to try to lock down, or you can escape, or you can fight. Fighting, we're finding out in the elementary, low grades in the elementary school just won't work.
Christine James, WATD News.